Starting this May, the United States government will be distributing checks called economic stimulus payments. Ann Schnell is Rangel's AARP's tax aid counselor. She lists the eligibility criteria as well as how to apply for the payment.
You need to have $3,000 worth of income during 2007, whether it was taxable income or not. And you have to have a Social Security number. Your application for getting this refund is filing a 2007 tax return, whether you're required to file your taxes or not. And it just takes a couple of minutes.
For a single individual, the economic stimulus payment will be between $300 and $600. If you're married and filed jointly with your spouse, the payment will be between $600 and $1,200. Families with children under 17 generally will qualify for an additional payment. There are some people who will not receive the economic stimulus payment.
If you make $75,000 or more, then you're not eligible for a single person, twice that for married filing jointly. And if you don't have any income, in other words, somebody else is supporting you, then you're not eligible. But other than that, just about everyone is.
Those who need assistance in filing 2007 taxes can take advantage of AARP's Tax Aid in Wrangell. Tax Aid is a free, volunteer-run tax counseling and preparation service. Tax Aid is available every Tuesday through April 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. No appointments are needed, and according to Schnell, the service is easily accessible.
For the Tax Aid program, we'll come to you. If you can't get out or it's hard for you to get out, give me a call, I'll come to you. Also, if you can't come on Tuesdays at the Senior Center, give me a call, we'll get together whenever you can. I'm real flexible.
Schnell stresses that the only way to receive the 2008 economic stimulus payment is by filing a 2007 tax return. That means individuals who don't normally file taxes should do so this year. They even have the option of electronically filing and direct deposit.
Say you're retired, you're living on Social Security, and you have no taxable income, you can come in and we can file your 2007 1040A. We can put in the direct deposit information, and we can electronically file it, and you'll be one of the first ones to get your check. And it'll be put right into your checking or savings account.
Others who are eligible for the economic stimulus payment but don't normally file taxes include recipients of railroad retirement or veterans benefits, as well as low-income workers. Schnell gives another example of people who are eligible but may not know it.
Say you have a parent in long-term care and their Social Security checks are sent directly to the caretaker. They are not eligible. But if they have their checks still coming in their name and you pay the caretaker, then they are eligible. So if you have someone that's, say, not able to do this for themselves, but you have responsibility over them, if they get their income directly to them, then they're eligible for this.
People can expect to receive their economic stimulus payment starting in May. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.